A special session committee on economic stimulus and public policy will come to order. And good morning, committee. Thank you. We've got a lot of work to do here over the next one day. We will now move to a work session to adopt committee rules, and I'd be happy to accept a motion on that.
So moved.
Representative Butler moves we adopt committee rules. Any discussion? Any objections? We'll now open a work session for the introduction of committee measures, and I will have staff explain what we have in front of us now.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know the order that you have put yours in, but we start with LC 23, the resolution honoring the memory of September 11th victim.
You need a motion?
If you want to take it that way. I would like you just to go ahead and run down and give us the workload of today, and then we'll go back.
Okay, LC 28 is the sign and die resolution. You don't have a copy of it in front of you, but you need to trust me on that one. LC 29-1 is the term limit legislative concept. And the change from the original 29 is to put it at the November general election to voters. So this is a constitutional referral. The constitutional referral of term limits proposition, 12 years in 16 limits, but no internal limits in the House and the Senate. LC 85 is the ballot title for the resolution. Of term limits resolution. And LC 67 relates to unemployment insurance. This is for the interim committee that met this week. This is a different proposal. This is the National Federation of Independent Business proposal. And do you need to give me?
It's okay. The LC 67 is essentially the template that was brought forward by AFL-CIO and AOI with the changes suggested by NFIB included in that. Okay, we are in work session, and I would be happy to take a motion on LC 52, please. 5-2.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rosenbaum.
I move introduction of LC 5-2.
Thank you. Representative Rosenbaum moves the introduction of LC 5-2. Do we have any discussion? Okay, if we could have a roll call, please.
Representative
Bates?
No.
Representative
Butler?
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Representative Marsh?
Aye.
Representative Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Chair Wilson? Votes aye. LC 5-2 is introduced. And we'll take a motion on LC 23.
Mr. Chair?
Right now.
I'll make a motion to introduce LC 23.
Representative Smith moves the introduction of LC 23. Do we have any discussions? Okay, if you could call the roll, please.
Representative Bates?
Aye.
Representative Butler?
Aye.
Representative
Hayden? Aye.
Representative Dunn?
Aye.
Representative Cruz?
Aye.
Representative Mark?
Aye.
Representative Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye. Votes aye. LC 23 introduced. Committee, we will stand down just for a moment, please. Committee will come back to order. Representative Rosenbaum?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to clarify on the first introduction, LC 5-2. I had not seen that, did not have it in front of me, and although I did make the motion as a courtesy, I will reserve the right to vote no when we take it up.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Along those lines, I know there's some changes, and I'd prefer the changes. So, okay, thank you, Representative March. I appreciate that. Okay, we would take a motion to introduce the sign and die resolution. Mr. Chair, Representative Butler.
I move that we go ahead and allow the introduction of the sign and die motion, which is LC 28, House Concurrent Resolution 15.
Thank you. So moved by Representative Butler. Do we have any objections? Any comments?
Mr. Chairman, just as a technicality, could I see it? I'm sure it's just very standard.
Yes, it's boilerplate. We don't have it.
Mr. Chair, I assume that it's dated today, the sign and die.
It is blank.
You know what assuming does, Representative Butler. Okay, we let me ask, do we have any objections to that?
Skepticism, but...
All right, we'll accept a motion on LC 29-1.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
I move the introduction of LC 29-1.
Thank you. Representative Cruz moves we introduce LC 29-1. Do we have any discussion? Do we have discussion? Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll join you for the purposes of introduction, but still have reservations about this.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Bates.
I know this has been a hotly debated issue for both sides of the House, and this is something that actually has, I think, probably is as much bipartisan support as bipartisan opposition. From my point of view, and I want to express this, we've seen a lot of information about this, a lot of difficult decisions to be made, and I'm still very concerned that the people of Oregon have an opportunity to make a decision on this. Term limits have been eliminated now by the courts, not by the people, not by this legislative body. This is an opportunity for the people of the state of Oregon to have a look at this, to tell us if they think the time for term limits has come and gone, or that if they do want term limits, then we give them a choice for reasonable term limits, not term limits imposed on us from an outside source, as has happened in many other states. So for those reasons, I would urge your yes vote on this.
Thank you. Further discussion, Representative Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am appreciative of my colleague's hard work on this issue and his point of view. However, I feel that we have currently restored the previous status quo, that voters have largely moved and changed their point of view on term limits, that I think we have all seen what a disaster term limits have been for this institution. And I am not a fan of these strategies of putting out two bad proposals and hoping that people will hold their nose and vote for the less offensive of the two. I think it's a strategic judgment call as to which way you want to go with this, but I come down on the other side of it and do not support this proposal.
Thank you. Representative Bates.
I would point out that I'm here as a result of term limits, and that might alone be enough reason to vote. I'm afraid that many people back home may feel that way also. I would like to again point out that we did not get rid of term limits. The people of Oregon did not get rid of term limits. The courts got rid of term limits. And I think we owe it to the people of Oregon to give them a choice, a good choice. and that's the difference between you and I. And the Representative Rosenbaum and I disagree in this, but I do understand your position. But I'm not putting this out as a ploy or a method of knocking off term limits or method of defeating another ballot measure, which we already know is going to be out there. This is an opportunity for the people of Oregon to make a reasoned decision of what they want. And that's why I'm putting that out, and that's why we worked so hard as a group to put that out. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cruz.
As one of the potential beneficiaries of the court decision, I would say that I'm delighted by the court decision. However, and I've never been a supporter of term limits. I think that's what the ballot box is for, and I think it's served this country well for a long time. I've worked on this issue for the last three sessions. In 97 was the last session we had before term limits actually took effect. And we have seen the impact of term limits on the ability of folks in this building. At the same time, you know, I do know the frustration of the public with the fact that they passed initiatives only to have the court throw them out. I think what we have before us now actually is directly in the spirit of what the people thought they were voting on, that gives us a higher level of flexibility to make this system work better. And clearly, if the people think term limits don't need to be there, they will have that choice. But I think to keep faith with the public, that we should give them a chance to vote on a cleaner version of something they already passed. That was thrown out by the court. The court did throw it out, and most initiatives that do get thrown out are done so by the court, but most people blame us for that. And rightly or wrongly, that's a perception out there. So I think in a matter of engendering goodwill with the public, which we are doing a better job of here in this building lately, to allow them the chance to vote on something that was thrown out on a technicality, albeit a better version of what was passed before, makes a lot of sense. Now keep in mind that the restrictions that were placed on the measure that was approved by the public were focused on Congress, not the Oregon legislature. So this adjustment, I think, serves us better because clearly we can't legislate the activities of Congress. So I've been a supporter of this particular concept for three sessions, and I'm glad that it's finally before us.
Thank you. I'll make a quick comment. There was a bumper sticker that was very popular in my part of the country a few years ago, about 10 years ago. In fact, I had this bumper sticker on my bumper that says, one term in office and one term in jail. And then I wound up in this office.
And your next term is?
Are you going next?
Yeah. That's a logical question to ask. I've always been a supporter of term limits, always voted for term limits. Wound up coming into this office quite unexpectedly by an appointment, have been subsequently elected twice to finish up. And I'm finishing up. I determined not to run again. I've got to get back and run a small business that I have, along with a father and brother that employs about 20 people. Turnover is a disaster in my business, especially at the executive level. The mid-management level, turnover is a disaster. I come in here, and my politics are no secret to any of you. It's hard to find anybody more conservative than I am in my political views. But I was elected to make good decisions for this body, just like I have been, quote-unquote, elected to make good decisions for my own private business. And I could not run my private business with any form of success whatever if I had to kick out my best-trained people, my most valuable people, after 6 years. I couldn't do it. It would ruin my business. And I think it's well on the way to ruining the House of Representatives. And so we have been elected to make hard choices for the people. I have no problem at all making this hard choice for the people. And I have an easy time with this particular point, and that is allowing the people to reexamine term limits and reinstate it again if they would like to do so, but in perhaps a much more reasonable way for the business-like process that we're supposed to engage in here. So that's why I was happy to lead this charge. I felt I could lead it in a better fashion, the court challenge of it on the House floor, knowing that I was not going to come back and I was not going to personally benefit by this, but I hope that there's some form of legacy here that does benefit the process. Any other comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Butler.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the work of the interim committee that has been working on the issue of term limits, and I do want to express my personal appreciation. I also was elected under an arrangement where term limits were casting out a long-term seasoned veteran, and I recognize that I've been drinking from wells that I didn't dig. And my wife and I have had differing opinions over the whole term limits issue. She felt like 6 years was way too long. And so I think this does give Oregon voters another opportunity at the term limits issue, and I do want to voice my concern about national groups which would come into Oregon and try and force their will on Oregonians by giving only one side of an issue and basically gutting an organization where the institutional memory is absolutely vital. And so with that, I do feel to sustain that group, which has been charged specifically with coming forward with a set of term limits which are reasonable, which do make a great attempt and a great effort in maintaining some of the institutional memory and returning that memory back to the legislature as often as the folks will come to the ballot boxes and actually pull those folks back into office. So I think that I very much am supporting of this because of the great work which has been done by the committee, and they have done a good job.
Thank you. We do have a motion to introduce 29-1. Any further discussion?
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to indicate that I'll be offering an aye vote as a courtesy.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to roll call, please. Clerk.
Representative Bates?
Aye.
Representative Butler?
Aye.
Representative Stephen?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Cruz?